summer with a teenage diplomat. In the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kinda older, I trip the merry-go-round. With this very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing, the Calliope crashed to the ground. Some old hothead shot was in for a hot spot, snapping his fingers, clapping his hands. And some flesh-bound mascot was tied to a lover's knot with a whatnot in her hand. And now young Scott with a slingshot finally found a tender spot and throws his lover in the sand. And some bloodshot forget-me-not whispered daddies with an earshot, save the buckshot, turn up the band.
Yeah. Hey. It's Dave here. Ooh. Hey, we're trying it out. We're doing the podcasting thing here. Yeah, we do it here. That's right. I'm in the mood, baby. I'm in the mood. Let me just turn this down a little bit. You know, it takes one podcast after a week being away to get it all going again, to get the juices going. We start a little conversation, and one thing leads to another, and somebody says this, and another person says that, and all of a sudden, things start making sense. It's a lot of growth going on, folks. A lot of new things people are doing. It's really cool. It's like, I feel like Jonathan Schwartz from WNEWFM, but of course, he's not from there anymore, and neither am I. Anyway, it's late. It's relatively late for morning coffee notes. It's about 7:30 p.m. here in Seattle. I don't have much time to talk, so you can expect this to be pretty short. In the background, you're hearing Bruce Springsteen singing Blinded by the Light. It's a classic song. So, you know, we were talking, Adam and I, about what are the roots and where did it all come from, and Bruce Springsteen certainly is one of them. He's more of an assimilator than an originator. He's like the New York version of Huey Lewis in the News, and it just shows you how much bigger New York is. Because, you know, Huey Lewis, while it was great music, I love Huey Lewis in the News, he's from Oakland, and very analogously, Bruce Springsteen is New York's Huey Lewis, because he doesn't come from New York, he comes from New Jersey, and but in a way, in the same way that Oakland is more San Francisco than San Francisco is, New Jersey is more New York than New York is, in its weird little way, in kind of the analogous way. And I couldn't believe, you know, Bruce Springsteen is like Rodney Dangerfield. The thing everybody said about Rodney Dangerfield, who died yesterday, is that that it was all in the performance. He was one of the last big comedians whose performance was what distinguished him, as particularly the live performance. The same thing's true with Bruce Springsteen. It's impossible to conceive of Bruce Springsteen as a studio band. Bruce Springsteen is the concert. Bruce Springsteen is the energy. Bruce Springsteen is almost the calisthenics of rock and roll. Certainly is the aesthetics. There you go. Well, anyway, I signed on for a reason tonight. And I had a flash, and I